Welcome back to GameDaySportsRadio.com. Let's take a look at college basketball and the bubble watch. Several teams on the bubble this year. The NCAA Tournament Committee, they're going to use a new method to determine at-large bids and seeding. They've placed teams in quadrants, and the teams will be judged on how they fare against quality opponents, much like they have done in the past, a little different component added this year. There's going to be 32 automatic bids, 36 at-large bids, and it'll end up with a field of 68 teams. So let's take a look at some teams vying for at-large bids. That's, of course, if they are not able to win their conference tournament. First, we're going to take a look at the Houston Cougars out of the American Athletic Conference. Heading into the weekend, they're 21-6. They lost Thursday at Memphis. Their remaining games, East Carolina on Saturday, at SMU next Wednesday, and they finish with UConn at home on March 4th. Personally, I see Houston, Cincinnati, and Wichita State all getting in the field from the American Athletic Conference. Let's go to the Big 12, Oklahoma. The Sooners have lost 8 straight games, and friends, their effort on defense is woeful. Their remaining games are K-State Saturday at Baylor on February 27th, and they close with the Cyclones of Iowa State on March 2nd. Right now, I would not have them in. I understand Trey Young, a great story, freshman phenom, but their defense not up to par, and I don't think they deserve to get in at this point. Go to the Pac-12. UCLA Bruins, 19-9. They've won 4 of their last 6, but their last game out, they lost at Utah on Thursday. Their remaining games, both on the road. They go on the road to Colorado on February 25th and at USC on March 3rd. They have a good chance of getting in if they do well in those road games and do well in the Pac-12 tourney. Go to the Big East. Creighton, 19-9, but just 1-3 their last 4 games, and they have a tough stretch to finish the season. They play Villanova Saturday, DePaul on the 27th, and at Marquette on the 3rd. Staying in the Big East, Seton Hall also at 19-9. They lost 4 straight games in the middle of February, but they've won their last 2 games. They finish up with games at St. John's, Villanova, and Butler. I think they need to win 1 or 2 of those games, and that's a tough ask to get in. Baylor, only 17-11, but they've won 5 of their last 6 games. They finished the regular season with games at TCU, Oklahoma at home, and at K-State. That's a tough stretch there. I think if they go 2-1 their final regular season games and win a game in the Big 12 tournament, that might be enough to get the Baylor Bears in the field. St. Mary's, 26-4, 1 game to play. So why are some experts having the Gaels on the bubble list? Lack of quality wins from a weak non-conference schedule. The Gaels split with Gonzaga, that's impressive, but they lost to Georgia and they lost to a bad Washington State team back in December. I think they get an invite if they make it to the West Coast title game, win or lose. Big Ten, Michigan, 23-7, 4th place in the Big Ten. I don't know why they're on anyone's bubble list. I say they're in. Wolverines have won 4 straight. They're built for tournament play. The Big Ten tournament starts early this year. Michigan just 1 regular season game yet to play. They'll play at Maryland on Saturday the 24th. Now, next week we're going to take a look at some more teams that could be possibly on the bubble, including Alabama, Florida, Boise State, Louisville, Texas A&M, and Miami. Thanks for joining us here on GameDaySportsRadio.com. We'll be back next week with your college basketball bubble watch.